also capitulated over the accompanying video after the girls put their foot down yet again. The video became the most ever requested track on the UK's box cable station and a major part of the girls' international success. Despite holding the number one spot for 7 weeks, much of the media were grimly faced, predicting a one-hit wonder. And as far as they were concerned, girl bands had never really worked, and probably never would. One-hit wonder was something no one was ever going to be able to suggest again, when even before its release, the next single, Say You'll Be There, broke the record for the biggest ever pre-sale, with advance orders from record shops of 334,000 copies. The previous record holder had been George Michael with Jesus to a Child, and the accompanying video was generally regarded as stunning and would go on to win a Brit Award for Best Video.
We've just finished the video, which was done in America.
In the desert.
And we kind of taken on, individually, we've taken on like cartoon characters. We've kind of really drawn out our characters and made them to the extreme.
Japanese.
Yeah, so we had kickboxing lessons and all that type of thing.
Well, I don't think it's different. It's just really animated. Do you know what I mean? It's like with those, you can take us right up there or you can get us quite chilled. It depends what mood that you catch us in. And the mood of this video is like extreme. It's really extreme.
The actual song itself, Say You'll Be There, is different, as in it's got a different groove. It's got a wicked Stevie Wonder harmonica and it's got a really funky groove. Get down, you're gonna, I think it's gonna capture a wide audience. But on the same factors as Wannabe, it's got that feel good factor, still got loads of girl power. And what it's about, you can read into it what you wish, but for us it's about saying, guys love as friends. You don't have to say you love me, just say you'll be there.
Really,
actions speak louder than words.